Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, my name is Vern Hirsch. I'm the shore facilities engineer for the Alaska Marine Highway. I'm here as employee representative for the Alaska Public Employee Association's supervisory employees in the Marine Highway. First personal note. Back in 1966, when I received a master's degree in construction engineering from Stanford University, I had a wide choice of career options. I elected to return home to Southeast Alaska and directly participate in its development by working for the state of Alaska. Since then, the road out of Skagway, the Douglas Bridge, and the Ketchikan Shipyard are among the projects constructed under my supervision. When I went to work for the state, there was a tacit understanding that if I did a good job, I could count on continued employment until retirement. You now have a proposal before you that would unilaterally remove me from state employment and put me in a separate authority stripped of the protection of classified service. I consider this a breach of faith. APEA opposes the removal of any employees from the coverage of the State Personnel Act. We want to continue to be able to advise management based on our professional judgment without fear of retribution when management doesn't care to be the truth. We want to continue to be able to support political candidates and causes of our choice, on our own time, of course, without worrying about getting replaced by someone who voted the other way. We wish to remain in our existing collective bargaining unit, sticking with the other 900 supervisors in contract negotiations. We suspect that an unspoken objective of House Bill 10 might be the reduction of the strength of our bargaining position. We want to continue to have the right to transfer between state agencies when position vacancies occur. We object to the provision in Amendment Number 2 to work draft of House Bill 10, which would give the Commissioner of DOT the right to pick and choose which current employees of the Division of Marine Transportation would be transferred to the new authority, and which would be simply cast to draft. The proposal to make shoreside employees exempt has had a greater negative impact on staff morale than anything I can recall from my 25 years of working for the people of Alaska. We urge you to reject it. Thank you.
Are we still in telecom?
Unless you want to be.
If people are still listening, thank you, Mr. Hirsch, for the information of the committee and the body that's here. We're going to stop after your testimony and the questions from this committee. We're going to hold this bill over and reschedule it. We'll notify everybody that's involved and has an interest in this of when we'll bring this up again. Do we have any questions of the members of this committee with Mr. Hirsch? Representative Phillips.
Mr. Hirsch, I'd like a copy, please, of your comments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Suggestions? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn this committee today.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Pleasant.
Mr. Chairman, I think we've heard probably some of the most pronounced concerns over this legislation from this teleconference today. And I'm pleased that you're holding it over. For certain, any time we're ready to move this out of this committee, I think it has to have some of these specific questions answered, as well as the ethics issue that was brought up by the legal opinion that we have. So I appreciate you holding it over, sir.
Real fine. Okay. Presentation adjourned 10:15. Thank you, everybody.
They're waiting for us in the office.
Yeah, thanks for joining. Good meeting. Yeah.